North Korea today announced it will free an American missionary detained this past Christmas for illegally crossing the border from China. Robert Park of Tucson, Arizona, slipped across the frozen Tumen River into North Korea, carrying letters calling on the leader, Kim Jong-il, to close the country's notoriously brutal prison camps and to step down from power. The Thai government and local military leaders are threatening to force 3,000 Karen refugees living in temporary camps along the Thailand-Burma border to return to Burma today. The refugees fled into Thailand in June 2009 following a military offensive by the Burma Army and pro-regime militia, the Democratic Karen Buddhist Army, or DKBA, in Karen State, eastern Burma. The press officer at Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Teresa Malinowska, told us more about the situation the refugees are facing.
Karen refugees are one of the ethnic minorities, mainly Christian, in fact, Karens, and they've been persecuted by the Burmese military regime for many years now. These refugees, there's 3,000 of them who fled into Thailand in June 2009 following a military offensive by the Burma army. And they fled, about 1,200 of them came from Lepaher IDP camp, that's internally displaced persons camp just inside Karen State. After these Burma army attacks. And they fled for their lives, really. Christian Solidarity Worldwide has visited this camp many times because the Burmese military regime is guilty of many human rights abuses, including forced labor, rape, and forced portering, many, many other human rights violations like that. And now the Royal Thai government is saying that it's going to ask these refugees to go back to the same camp, which is now riddled with landmines and under the control of the DKBA, which is an ally of the Burma army.